Jesus feeds the 5,000. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jesus Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Zoe. So, the feeding of the 5,000. Now, if you are a regular member of St Mary's, you might think, "I'm sure we've had that really recently." Is anybody thinking, "I've heard that story recently"? Yes? Oh, if you're not thinking that, then you haven't been paying attention very much. At the end of January, when we were thinking about our stewardship, we had this same story, but then we had it from a different gospel. And today we're going to think about it in a slightly different way. We're thinking about how we are nourished by God. How does Jesus help us to get what we need today? In the story, all they had was 5 loaves and 2 small fish. Got a picture of those, I think. Here we are. 5 very small loaves and 2 small fish. And Jesus was out on the mountainsides, and there weren't any shops nearby. But he said to the disciples, "It's time to give the people something to eat." And they were thrown into a bit of a panic. Now, I don't know how many of you felt you were thrown into a bit of a panic this week when the snow started to come down and you dashed to the shop to make sure that you had enough to keep you going through the whole 2 days that we weren't going to be able to get anywhere. But there is that sort of feeling, isn't there? Sometimes we think there's not going to be enough. And we live in a society that is based on a fear of scarcity. Everything we do seems to be based on this fear that there might not be enough. Things are priced in the shops, depending on how much of them there is or how little. So something like salt is pretty cheap because there's lots and lots and lots of it. But something like a diamond is very, very expensive because seemingly there aren't very many of them in the world. And we might live with that fear that there won't be enough and that feeling that we always need to take a little bit more. We always need to have a bit in reserve. But Jesus works on a very different principle. When the people came and said there isn't enough, Jesus said there's plenty. It's fine. There will always be enough when I'm here. So he worked from a principle of abundance. He didn't look at the little bit and go, "Oh, I'm worried." He looked at a little bit and looked at a big God and went, "It'll be fine." Now, I wanted to think about a healthy diet. So if we could have our next picture. 5 a day. I wonder how many of you managed to get in your 5 a day, 5 fruits and vegetables every day. Let's put your hand up if you reckon that you have at least 5 a day. Who reckons they have at least 5 a day? Okay, something to work on. And our next slide just reminds us of that magic number, 5. 5, that's what we're aiming for. I thought this morning, let's have a look at 5 things that help us to grow closer to God. And I've done it in 2 parts. I've thought, what are the 5 things with children? So the first bit is for children and for parents and for grandparents, for anyone who has anything to do with younger people. And I thought, what are there 5 habits that we could say, let's try and do these 5 things every day so that we can grow closer to God? And they're very simple things. The first one is, why not have a Bible story every day? Why not try every evening at bedtime to read a Bible story together? To start when children are really, really tiny, really small, there are lots of great books around that will help you to find a Bible story told in a very short space of time in a very accessible way. We've got some over the road. Karen, I'm sure, would be delighted to give some ideas if anybody needs them. You can find things online. You can find little videos online. All sorts of things. Why not try every day in your family to have a Bible story at some point? Why not try saying a simple prayer together every day? Some people say grace at the beginning of every meal. They just say, thank you, God, for the food and all the other good things that you give us. Why not try and make that a habit? It's easier to do these things when children are very small, but it's never too late to start. Or a prayer at bedtime. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Dear God, thank you for the sunshine today. Thank you for seeing grandparents. Thank you for fun at school. Thank you that we just got through today. A prayer at the end of the day. Very simple. Let's try and encourage our children to listen and look for God at work. I woke up this morning and our window was open and it was very quiet, except for the birds singing so loudly. And I thought, my goodness, I don't think I've heard that for a long time. But I'm not sure if I just haven't been listening. There's a bit in the Bible that says God always makes sure there's enough for the birds of the air. They don't worry about what they're going to eat or what they're going to wear because God provides for them. Let's make sure that we are encouraging one another, encouraging children to say, what do you think God did today that was really great? It might be something dramatic. It might be something really tiny. It might just be that amazing fact that the sun comes up every morning and goes down every night, that we can't control the weather, but that God makes sure that there's a balance for us. So let's learn to listen and look for God at work. Family time. Let's make sure that we are spending some quality time as a family. Let's make sure that weekly we're spending quality time as a church family, coming together, encouraging one another, just being ourselves, not necessarily coming in our best clothes and on our best behavior, but just reminding ourselves that we're here together and we all struggle with the same things. And sometimes when one person's struggling, to know that someone else has had something really exciting can just lift us and keep us going. So let's make sure that we're spending family time at home and at church. And another really simple thing, let's make sure that each day we're encouraging our children to help somebody, even if it's just as simple as putting our dishes in the dishwasher, even if it's just as simple as fetching something for mum or dad. Let's make sure that we're giving each other opportunities to help somebody. And those 5 things, having a Bible story, making sure we're making time to pray, listening and looking for God at work, spending time together as a family and encouraging each other and helping someone, will help us to grow more and more into the people God wants us to be. Those are our 5 a day. Just very quickly, the next slide are for those of us who maybe are a bit more mature. Maybe for those of us who don't have children at home. 5 things that we might try and make sure that we are including in our lives. They might not be daily, but certainly within our week, within our month, let's make sure that we are spending a bit of time looking at our Bibles, perhaps with other people, perhaps on our own, The book that Chris has had this morning is a great book, the Bible book. Gives you just a little bit more background information about some of the books in our Bible and what it's all about. Let's make sure that we're spending some time in prayer and worship. Again, it can be really simple. It might just be in the car, on the way to work, or on the way to the shops going, "Thank you, God, for today. Lord, this world's great." Perhaps singing at the top of your voice in your car where no one else can hear you, you hope, your favorite hymn or chorus or something. Let's make sure that we regularly take communion together, that we gather around the Lord's table, that we remember that he's the one that feeds us, just as he fed those 5,000 people plus. Let's make sure that we don't miss out on meeting together. Let's make sure that we are having fellowship that might just be with one or two other people who pray for us and encourage us. It might be coming to church. It might be in a life group, all sorts of ways of having fellowship. It might just be even ringing someone up and saying, "How are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Would you like us to pray together?" Praying on the phone is great. I love praying on the phone. There's something very special about knowing that there's someone on the other side of the country, possibly, maybe even the other side of the world, but that when we pray, God hears both of us and joins us together in something quite special. So fellowship, encouraging other people. And finally, service and stewardship. Making sure that we are playing our part, that we're taking responsibility for the things that we own and for our life together here as a church. So again, five things. If we were to keep those five things in our life in balance and give them some priority, we will continue to grow closer to God. And we will feel like we are being fed and nurtured and growing. The last thought really is that you might look at those five things, and I hope they are really simple, but you might think, "I'm not very good at reading my Bible. I don't know what to say when I pray. You know, I can just about manage on a bad day. I can go, 'Oh God, I don't know what to do.' That's a prayer." But the thing from this story is that when they brought Jesus those five loaves and two fish, and it looked like it wasn't very much, it wasn't enough, Jesus took it and he said, "That's plenty." If we come and we say, "I'm sorry, I've only got 2 minutes, I can read a psalm this morning," Jesus says, "That's plenty. That's great. I'm so pleased to see you. I'm so pleased that there are 2 minutes of your day that you can spend with me." So however small it may be, let's try and be healthy. Let's try and have our five a day. Let's try and keep that view that God gives us an abundance more than we need. And let's offer him the little things that we have so that he can multiply them. And if we do this, not only will our own spiritual lives be healthy and fit and well-balanced, but our life as a church, as a community, as a society will benefit as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you can take the very little bits that we can bring you. Thank you that when we can spend lots of time with you and concentrate and really dig into Bible study and prayer, that you can bless us abundantly. But thank you that you know also how busy our lives can be, the pressures and the stresses, and that you welcome us just to come and sit on the grass with you and to spend a few minutes in your presence. We pray that you'd help us to have healthy diets when it comes to our spiritual lives. Amen.